Caesars themselves. Founding fathers would agree, breaking away from tyranny is our duty. So if you're tired living alongside commie puke, let's move to Texas and take her.
Let's take Texas.
I'm issuing a declaration in the form of a song, proclaiming our independence. It's been too long.
Let's take Texas.
Time to separate. Differences are too great. Time we lead our separate lives.
Broadcasting from an undisclosed location in Southeast Arizona, fighting to expose the truth and help put the country back on track, this is the Conservative Underground.
The question is, do we secede? Do we find a tough sheriff and start living free? The sheriff's endowed with constitutional rights. In all 50 states, it'll allow us to fight.
Let's take Texas.
Take Texas to a county near you. Take that bold, rebellious spirit, say, F you.
Let's take Texas.
Why make Texas real estate prices go through the roof? Hell, why even move?
Alrighty, welcome to another episode of the Conservative Underground, broadcasting from Southeast Arizona. A little bit of music there from our good friend, Mr. Free. Check him out today. Just log on to www.mrfree.shop. All kinds of cool stuff over there. Go over there and support a local patriot, will you? Tell him Big D sent you. Tell him you heard about it right here on the Conservative Underground.
In every country, there are bold, tough, and real peoples yearning to be free. Join us on our quest to create a freer world. Freedom brings human rights and prosperity.
Let's take Texas.
Let's export Texas to the world with love, in peace, and with a smile.
Let's take Texas.
Let's build a big wave of energy and ride it onto the sandy shores of all the lands of humanity.
Let's take Texas.
I'm Mr. Free. I wrote every word in this song. Take full responsibility for whatever may come of it.
Oh man, it's good to be back in here. Have to dust the cobwebs off of all the equipment. Man, it's been a while since I've been in behind this microphone. Lots going on. As you know, I am running the scenes behind the show at the Contra Radio Network. You can check it out at ContraRadioNetwork.com. And there's always stuff going on over there. And I'd like to remind you to tune in to the Jeffers Brief. And the two crazy guys have also been on hiatus, mostly because of restrictions due to the coronavirus. And times, you know, having to cover shift work and that kind of thing. And so it's been real hectic and real busy. And we're going to try to get back into doing this again. Man, what a bunch of garbage that's going on today. So I'm going to ask you, and I want you to dig deep into your thought process, into your minds and your soul. And I want you to really think about this. I'm going to ask you what you think about this coronavirus, COVID-19, the Chinese virus. Yeah, I said it. Send me an email over to undergroundtalkshow@gmail.com. Let me know your thoughts. Here's my thoughts. This is what I think. This is my thought and my thought only. Now, I want to remind you that my opinions don't necessarily have to reflect those of the Contra Radio Network, or you, or you, the listener. But this is what I think. I think the virus is real. I'm not saying it's a fake virus. That's not what I'm thinking. I think this thing is real. I think what happened was, I think the Chinese were playing around in the lab. I know they'll tell you that it started with a bat and all this other crap. It's not what I think. I think they were playing around with this thing in the lab. And I think that it got away from them. I think that it got on somebody in a lab or something, and they carried it out into the general public. And this thing does spread very rapidly. So I think it was something that was started in a laboratory, and it got away from them. That's what I think. Okay? Now, I know that a lot of you, this is, again, my opinion, in my opinion only. I think the Chinese were trying to prove how they're on par with Americans and all this other stuff with their laboratories, and they screwed up and it got away from them and it got out of control. And they tried to cover it up so as not to look like the fools they are. And in the meantime, it spread very rapidly. This thing does have the ability to spread very rapidly. That's what makes it dangerous. Okay? Not the fact that it's so deadly. Because as we know now, throughout the timeline of events, we know that this thing really is more detrimental to the elder. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, middle-aged or young folks are immune to it. It just means that it's not as deadly as what they're propping it up to be. I think this thing has been pushed way out of bounds by the media. I think that this thing has been used as a crisis in order to, I need to tread lightly here. I think this thing is being used as a means to instill fear into the people. And don't be surprised if it's not pushed through the election in order for the Democrats, because we already know they're trying to push for mail-in ballots. They want to push the mail-in ballot thing. Look, guys, the early ballot, the absentee ballot, as it was, was supposed to be a way for the military and those who were living abroad and not able to be home to vote or participate in the election. That's why it was called the absentee ballot. And it was a way for them to be able to mail their ballots in and have their vote cast. And the Democrats were strictly against it in the beginning. They didn't want the absentee ballots, because if you remember, let's look at the timeline here, they don't like the military. And so they know that, now this isn't 100%, but a big, vast majority of the military supports the conservative party. They typically move to support the Republican or who's running on the Republican ticket, because Democrats always like to do cutbacks on military. They like to starve our military out, and the Republicans like to build our military up. Think of it as strength through force, okay? And so there in the early days, they always were trying to push for a way in order to not allow the absentee ballots. But now they've begun to look at this, and after a few years, they started calling it mail-in ballots or early voting, because it was, the Democrats looked at it and they thought, man, this is a great way to cheat. We can stack the deck in our favor if we allow these, if we allow everybody to do this. So then they started opening things up, and you were allowed to start voting. They stopped calling it absentee. They started calling it early voting. Okay, the mail-in ballot. Now, this is what they're pushing for, because they know that they can harvest the ballots. They know that they can stack the decks. Look, man, I know of people who've personally seen carts full of ballots sitting on the docks waiting to be loaded and counted, and they have not been. So now you can think, well, how can they cheat? Well, think about it. Look at every election, the way you vote is tallied, okay? And then they can count it down by zip code, and they can see what zip code you're in. And if they really want to harvest those ballots and stop those ballots from going in, all they have to do is look at who's voting and what zip codes, and it's not that hard to cheat that way, guys. Not only that, but you can forge signatures. You can. There's so much room for forgery, and because there's no verification process. There's no way. I mean, you're not required to go down and show any form of identification or anything like that. You get a thing in the mail. You mark your box. You sign it, and you send it back. So, I mean, we can forge these things left and right, people. So this is something that's being pushed right now by the Democrat Party because they know, look, we know it's going to be, well, it's a little early to say that because we haven't seen the final results yet. We know that Joe Biden is the presumptive nominee, and we know that if there is an election, there's no way in heck that Joe Biden is going to win against Donald Trump in a square election. It's not going to happen, folks. They know it, and we know it. So the only thing they can do is try to cheat. How are they going to cheat? Well, they're going to instill fear in you, number one. Then number two, they're going to figure out a way that they can scam the election. Look, they have tried every stinking trick in the book that they can think of, people, in order to try to get Donald Trump removed from office. In fact, there has been absolutely nothing done in this lame Congress except for trying to get Trump out. That's it. Nothing else has been done, folks. That's all they've done. They have tried collusion. They have tried cheating. They have tried, they took this whole thing and they went into a mock trial they made a mockery of the trial is what they did. Nothing they have been able to put at Donald Trump has garnered victory for them. They're in trouble. They know they're in trouble, and they're desperate. Okay? We have the conventions coming up. It's an unbrokered convention. Guess what's going to happen? This is, again, call it conspiracy, call it whatever you want. This is what I think is going to happen. I think they're going to run somebody like Hillary Clinton as the VP, or somebody, maybe even there's rumors out there that Michelle Obama, I don't know, but I think what's going to happen is they're going to try to run somebody as VP that they want because they don't want Biden. And then they're going to declare him as mentally incompetent, and whoever the VP pick is going to be who's going to end up being president. That's if they win. Remember, we still have a convention to go through. So they may come out of the convention with a whole different nominee. I don't know yet, folks. I am not a fortune teller. I'm not a mind reader. We're going to have to wait and see what happens. But I remember way back in the archives of this program, I said that it was probably going to be Joe Biden. I said that, and I was right. It is Joe Biden right now. We'll have to wait and see what happens when the convention, if there is a convention. They may just say, you know, we're not going to have a convention because of COVID-19. Who knows what they're going to do, people? But I'm telling you, I have never seen such junk in my life as I've seen with this Chinese virus. I mean, you have governors. Guys, this is tyranny. You have governors forcing lockdown, forcing people to stay home, telling them, look, if you go and open your business, we're going to come and we're going to find you, or we're going to arrest you and throw you in jail. Meanwhile, they're letting convicted felons and stuff out of the jails. And then they're going to arrest innocent business owners for opening their business doors to try to feed their families? And you sheep just go right along with it. Man, we got to get out of here. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this. Do not go away. Life is unpredictable, but you can count on Valley Food Storage to help you and your family prepare. With clean, natural, great-tasting, and long-lasting food storage, with our natural and nutritious freeze-dried food, you'll be storing the food you love to eat. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and click on the Valley Food Storage banner.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
This is the Contra Radio Network, CRN, for all the right reasons.
Hi, this is John Jeffers of the Jeffers Brief on Contra Radio Network. I'm not only a host here on Contra Radio Network, I'm also the founder of Contra Radio Network, and I want you to know that Contra Radio Network is looking for people who want to do their own podcast. And if you do have your own podcast, I urge you, come check out ContraRadioNetwork.com. And if you like what you see, and you like the rates, and by the way, I don't think you can beat our rates, come join us, because we're looking for more people. We need to get the word out, and you can do the show as you want to do it. All right? Okay, then. We'll see you on Contra Radio Network. Thanks for listening, and thanks for coming over and giving us a try. Until then, I'm John Jeffers on the Contra Radio Network of the Jeffers Brief.
Alrighty, welcome back to this segment of the Conservative Underground broadcasting on Contra Radio Network. Listen, before we left for the break, I was talking about how governors across the nation have been enacting laws of tyranny, and they have been telling you that you need to stay home or else we're going to fine you, we're going to arrest you, yet they're letting prisoners out of jail. Okay, so I don't get it. Here we're releasing prisoners out of jail because we don't want to spread the coronavirus in the jail. So they're letting prisoners out of jail onto the streets, and then they turn around and they're threatening small mom and pop business owners that are struggling to survive and stay alive, and they're telling them that if you open your stores, we're going to come and arrest you. We're going to throw you in jail. Wait a minute. What? Last I checked, that was against our constitutional rights. You people have a voice. You have the Constitution. You have a right to freedom and liberties in this country. And the government, these governors across the states are taking it way out of bounds. Look, we had the Governor Ducey right here in Arizona. Governor Ducey had his stay-at-home order, and it was supposed to expire on the 15th of last month, and then he decided that he was going to extend it even further. Listen to what he told the bars. Some of the bars and some of the smaller restaurants were going to open anyway because they need to open in order to feed their families. Listen to what Ducey said.
Our stay home, stay healthy, stay connected order is extended, and for those that own an establishment and are publicly going to flaunt the order, you are playing with your liquor license. Don't do that.
What? What? Are you kidding me? if you open your doors, we're going to revoke your liquor license? Don't do that. What gives him the authority to tell a mom and pop business, you have to stay closed or else we're going to revoke your liquor license? And it's worse than that in other places. In other states, they're actually arresting. There was a salon owner that opened her salon and she got arrested, people. Who the heck do these governors think they are? Invading in our freedoms and our rights and our liberties over this virus. This is for your own good. This is for your safety. This is for your protection. No, this is for us to be able to impose tyranny on you, the people, and tell you what you can and can't do. That's what this is. This is the government telling you what you can and can't do. Because let me tell you something, people. If Walmart can stay open, if Home Depot can stay open, if Lowe's can stay open, then why the heck can't a salon owner stay open? Why can't they wear masks there? And that's another thing. Don't get me started on the whole mask thing. Because let me tell you, these masks that they're making you wear, they're not doing anything, first of all, to prevent this virus. It's another control mechanism that they're putting into place against you, the people. Let me tell you something. Those masks were not designed to wear all day, every day, like people are doing. Those masks are supposed to be for surgeons when they go into surgery. And they're supposed to be there in order to prevent the doctor from coughing or sneezing into an open area of the body. They're not there to protect against a virus. This is in a stable environment. This is, remember, when surgeons go in to perform surgery on you, this is a thoroughly scrubbed and sanitized environment. And their hands are scrubbed and everything is scrubbed. Then they clean the environment from head to toe. This isn't out in public, okay? It's in a very controlled environment. And it's not all day. It's only for as long as the surgery is. A couple hours, some 3 or 4 hours. They're not wearing them all day. Why? Because when you wear a mask, number one, when you it's limiting your oxygen intake, okay? Because we breathe in oxygen, we breathe out carbon dioxide, okay? Not carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, CO2. That's what we breathe out. And when we breathe out into this mask, then we're breathing back in again, partially exhaled CO2. What's that doing to your immune system? What is that doing to your body, to your lungs? It's not healthy, I can tell you that right now. We're designed, our bodies are designed to breathe in oxygen, not CO2. And when you have a mask on, it's limiting the amount of oxygen that you can intake. Plus, when you breathe out and then breathe back in again, you're breathing that CO2 right back in again. So the whole mask thing, people, this is crazy. Now, they have this 6-foot rule. Well, if this thing is an airborne disease, virus, whatever you want to call it, if it's airborne, then being 6 feet away from someone isn't going to stop you from breathing it in. This thing goes airborne and it can travel, and I can assure you, it can travel farther than 6 feet. So that is a whole misconception in its own. But back to the stores and voting. Remember, we talked about the mail-in ballots in the first segment. We talked about the mail-in ballots. Now, if we can go to Walmart and do the 6-foot rule, or we can go to Home Depot and do the 6-foot rule, or we can go into a restaurant because restaurants are allowed to start opening up again, then why the heck can't we go into a voting poll and go and vote? Why can't we, and let's just use the mask thing for a minute. Okay, you want to wear a mask? Wear a mask down to the polls and vote. Why do you have to do a mail-in ballot? Like I said, it's a way for them to cheat. This whole thing, like I said in the beginning, I'm not taking away from this virus. I think it's a very serious virus. I think it's a very serious problem. And I think they've let it go way too long and it got out of control. And now, never let a good crisis go to waste. That's what they're doing. They're not letting a good crisis go to waste. And they're telling you, they're imposing all these rules and regulations on you, the people who are supposed to be free and have liberties, but the government is telling you what you can and cannot do. People, this is very dangerous. This is very dangerous, and you need to wake up, because here's what's going to happen. One day, they're going to come knock on the door, knock, 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 and they're going to say, you know what? We have to take you to a safe, sterile environment from a virus, and they're going to load you onto a truck, and you're going to go to the nearest train station, and you're going to be loaded into a freaking train car, and you're going to be taken to a camp. Let's call it a concentration camp. Why not? And that's where you're going to be, that's where you're going to be stuck until they decide that you are safe to go out on your own, if they ever decide that again. You know, the whole premise, and you know how many sheep are going to fall for that? Do you know how many sheep are going to just stumble right out there, get right in that truck, and be taken right to that train car? People, don't mock me on this. Don't laugh at me on this, because I'm telling you, it could happen. It could very easily happen. They've already shown that they can make you stay home if they want to. They've already shown the companies have had to give letters for people to go to work. Let me tell you something. If I'm given a letter and I get stopped by Popo on my way to work and I have to provide a letter, there's going to be a problem, because that's infringing on my liberties. There's going to be a big problem. And police state, don't think it can't happen. Don't think for a minute, because we've already seen with this whole Chinese virus that they can do whatever they want and nobody says anything to them, because they're allowed to do whatever they want, because people have been conditioned to think that government knows what's better for you than you do. We're talking about, you want to talk about government intelligence? Let me tell you something. I went up to the lake. We went up to a local lake on the weekend just to check it out and see what was going on. The campgrounds, they went to extensive work to close the campgrounds. They roped off the roads and all this. The marina was open, though. And you could go in and you could go fishing and you could rent boats and you could go in the store and go shopping and all. But don't try to go camping, folks. We can't allow you to go camping. But we can allow you to go shopping and we can allow you to use the marina and all this other stuff, right? But here's the catcher. The bathrooms. We're talking about a single-serve public bathroom. One male, one female. The doors were locked and they had big signs on them saying that they would remain locked in order to protect for your safety during the COVID-19 outbreak. Okay? But then they had 5 porta-pots lined up in front of where they had the bathrooms, the locked bathrooms. What's the difference, people? It's the same thing. You've got a porta-pot, a single-serve porta-pot, that's probably even nastier than the bathrooms that they had the doors locked to. This, somebody didn't think this thing through, people. Oh, forbid you to go camping. You cannot go to the campground. But you can go to the general store and everything's perfectly fine. You can go in there, you can get your fishing license, you can buy groceries, you can buy sodas, you know, you can go to the marina, you can rent the boats and all this other stuff. But heaven forbid you take a tent and go over to the campground and go camping. Heaven forbid you use the public bathroom, but let's make you go into a porta pot instead. It's the same thing. Oh my. And the people are just doing their thing, man. Whatever it takes. Let's stay home. Let's stay home. Let's not go out. Oh, wait a minute. I need to go to Walmart. I need to go to get some toilet paper. Oh, there's no toilet paper on the shelves. Why? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, people. But I'll tell you what. Things are developing, and they're developing rather quickly. We're going to find out here real soon just how far the people will allow the government to push, because the government has pushed pretty darn far. And we have allowed our governors to dictate what we can and cannot do, that we have to stay home or we're going to be faced with fines or imprisonment or losing our licenses or what for opening the doors to do business to feed our families. All right. I think that's going to do it. We'll keep this episode short and sweet. We'll be back with more, and hopefully we'll get the two crazy guys going again here pretty soon, too. Stick around. Check out the Contra Radio Network, www.contraradionetwork.com. Check out Mr. Free at mrfree.shop. Really great dude. Go over there. Tell him that you heard about him through us. Check out our sponsors, and we'll see you again next time. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, stay safe, and don't let the government impose on your rights.
This has been the Conservative Underground. Send us an email to undergroundtalkshow@gmail.com. Catch us on social media, on Facebook at Underground Talk Show, on Twitter at Underground Show 2. That's SHO and the number 2.